I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Kathy, I was actually able to get out for a while yesterday. We mentioned a couple of times that I had I'm out of isolation from COVID-19.
Yes.
The most reassuring thing I noticed, and you know, you've probably been out more than me, but this is my first time really venturing out. People really are playing by the rules. I was at Wegmans yesterday. Everybody had a mask on. I didn't feel the least bit intimidated by the crowd. Everyone seems to be separating themselves by 6 feet. It is reassuring to see that that's what's going on. And really, that is what's really been giving us the leg up in terms of trying to cut the cases of COVID-19 in Western New York.
You are so right about that, Steve. And I'm so glad to hear that you are out and about again. And there's nothing like a stop at Wegmans to make you feel like you're normal again. And I agree with you. I mean, it's extraordinary to see the number of people all across the state who had listened to us and adhered to it and really owned the responsibility and the credit for driving down those numbers. If you had told us 2.5 weeks ago that everybody would voluntarily be wearing these masks and, you know, almost shaming others who don't wear the mask, you kind of get that look, I'm sure, if you're out there in public and don't have a mask, and the grocery stores making sure that people are protected. It is really amazing how quickly people change their normal practices and have embraced them because they've listened to us and understood that the power that they have to control our destiny is so critical. That's why our numbers are not going off the charts. That is the only reason they're not going off the charts, is that people sacrifice. And that is part of the legacy that we'll talk about going forward, is that how New Yorkers listen to us and adhere to this and trusted us, and we trusted them to do the right thing. And that's why we're in a much better place.
Along those same lines, Kathy Hochul, Lieutenant Governor, you tweeted about a half hour ago, because New Yorkers have followed the guidelines, we're talking about a phase reopening sooner rather than later. Is that true?
Well, it depends how you define sooner. We still have to pause in place until May 15th, and then we're going to start in certain sections of the state, not New York City yet. Downstate is still, unfortunately, in a difficult place, and the numbers are still too high there. But you talk about places like the Finger Lakes region. That is very ripe, I would say, to start talking about construction and manufacturing in particular. Those are the industries that have been determined to be more essential. A lot of supply chains are reliant on products that are manufactured in upstate New York, but also construction. You know, much of it is outside, and you can safely distance from other coworkers, and so we can create that environment and really be a template for what they will do in other parts of the state and particularly downstate. We need to get it right, because the last thing we want to have is that someone violates what the protocols are that we're going to be asking for in terms of social distancing and cleanliness and masks, et cetera, among their employees. If they violate it and have a case, that hurts their reputation as well. So we are working very closely with the business community to come up with protocols to get at least those two industries up and running, and then monitor the health impacts over the next 2 weeks. Have the numbers stayed the same? Have they gone down? Or, in fact, have they gone up? And then we have to have an early warning system to know that it was too early to launch that. That's how systemic it has to be, how thoughtful and really based on the numbers of cases and whether we can stay in the good place that we are now.
Okay. Lieutenant Governor, do you have businesses that are sending in proposals, per se, as far as what their plans are, when and if they're able to open up their doors?
Absolutely. And that is what the roles that I've undertaken and Bob Duffy have undertaken. Bob is, and we're both soliciting proposals from industries, associations. There's a restaurant association. There's a Manufacturers Association. There's Construction Association, Home Builder Groups, dentists. I mean, I'm talking to dentists today about what protocols they would need in place. So we are absolutely bringing all that information in and combining it with the data that's coming from other parts of the state and really putting it through the grinder and finding out what best practices are out there that we would want businesses to adhere to. But many of the recommendations are coming from them. They understand they have to get this right. And I appreciate that. We are really on the same team in terms of coming up with protocols that are just going to make employees safer as well as customers if you have a customer-facing business. So that's an important part of what we're doing is our outreach, but also a lot of ideas are coming in unsolicited, and we're welcoming them. That's what's going to help us get us to the next phase.
I'm pretty certain that obviously colleges for summer courses are not going to open up in person. That most classes will be held online for this summer. Is it even possible to think about whether or not it will be possible for schools to reopen to the, you know, in the fall of 2020 for their classes, freshman class and all the other classes to actually be on campus together and our schools reopening on the elementary and high school level in the fall?
Yes, we have not come to a point where we're saying that that can't happen, and that will be determined by whether or not people adhere to the social distancing and keep driving the numbers down over the summer. But I would recommend, as I spoke to all the SUNY presidents on a call just yesterday, that you start preparing. Start preparing what the dorms are going to look like, and you make it so there's no, you know, double occupancy dorm, that you have one dorm per student. Can you create an environment where no longer are there large freshman classes with 200 students? You break it up into smaller ones, and maybe part of it is going to be the distance learning, the telecommuting that we're doing and seeing people learning very successfully through that. My husband is an adjunct professor at the UB Law School. Last night when I got home late from work, I had to be very quiet because he was teaching one of his classes in the back room. So that I think we're shifting our attitudes and our acceptance of what we would not have thought was normal a few weeks ago, and that's what's going to help our universities and colleges, which are so critical to our local economies as well. I mean, those are big job creators, and a lot of they perform many important functions, but that's really the bread and butter of many communities, especially the smaller communities where, you know, a SUNY campus is the biggest game in town. So we don't want to preclude that from happening, but we will be making determinations going forward on how the numbers are trending over the summer. Universities and colleges should be preparing as well as classrooms for students. We are still waiting to hear the governor's decision on schools in New York State and upstate New York in the next few days or so, next week for sure. But until then, people should be preparing to, you know, stop. If the numbers start increasing again in the fall, if we have that fall spike that people are talking about, we better be ready to transition back to what we've had to do now, and we have to get it right. We can't lose any more time to be educating our children.
We are speaking with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, our weekly visit. I have to ask you a quick question because I'm sure you saw the big news story yesterday about how our Vice President Mike Pence refused to wear a mask while he was at the Mayo Clinic, mandatory ruling over there, and he just said, you know, I'm not going to wear a mask. We have people saying, well, we don't see Governor Cuomo wearing a mask during his news conferences, but you, I'm sure, hopefully can reassure us that the governor does wear a mask when he has to.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen him when I was with him in Buffalo last week. Everyone, you know, gathering beforehand to talk about what's going to happen as we walked out into the public area. Everyone had a mask on. We were all 6 feet apart, and we all took off our masks only as we walked out into that area and were in front of the cameras to talk. And then as we're walking out, they're starting to go back on. We're starting to be closer than 6 feet from people as we walked out the door. So absolutely, the governor was out with his daughters in a park a couple days ago over the weekend trying to get some fresh air. We talked about masks that day, wearing masks. So, no, I assure you that is something that we take seriously. And, you know, it's a little surprising not to see the vice president have on a mask when he was in a healthcare facility. So hopefully that doesn't send a message that that's acceptable for everybody else.
I was watching the news last night, Lieutenant Governor, and I saw just a whole collection of nurses that answered the call to head to New York City when the entire pandemic began. And these girls and guys, they're from Texas and California and all over the country. And all I kept thinking to myself is, I hope someday we can, and, you know, I mean, obviously money is going to be an issue for many, many years, but I hope someday we can find a way to bring them back and say thank you as a state, because they really made all the difference in the world for us. I don't see how this New York City and the entire area could have gotten through, or, well, not as if it's in the past, but have come as far as they have without the help of these first responders and healthcare workers from all across the nation. How can we possibly say thank you to them?
You know, Terry, you hit on something that is really a beautiful thought, that we are indebted to strangers from all over the country who, when the governor said weeks and weeks ago that we are in a desperate situation, that our frontline workers are getting sick themselves and can't come into work, and who's going to backfill this? Who's going to be the next line to step up? And the call went out, and literally, first it was 5,000, 10,000. All of a sudden, we have, you know, unbelievably high numbers of people at their own expense, leaving their homes, coming to New York State, putting themselves in danger to protect people who don't even live in their own state, people they may never see again. So you're absolutely right. If we can find a way to give a special tribute to them and welcome them with a, you know, wonderful visit to upstate New York, New York City, wherever they want to go, or maybe they just want to chill in their own lives, whatever, but they need our eternal gratitude. And these are those stories that just make you so proud to be a New Yorker and an American, really. This was an American moment. We spoke about that early on, about how this is going to define our legacy going forward as we look back on this. And we'll be talking about this for the rest of our lives. And who are the ones who stepped up and were selfless and did everything they could to protect and help their communities, or people that are helping with the food banks in the Finger Lakes area? There's a huge cry for help there, or people that are now lining up to make phone calls to seniors to check in on them. Everybody is stepping up, but I will never forget those images of people from all over the country helping save our lives, and that just warms your heart. It truly does.
It really does. I thought to myself, well, I hope someone has the names and addresses of everybody that came, because I would even like be part of a letter writing campaign, or, you know, be a one-on-one. I'll take two people, and I'll send them something, you know, something from New York, something, you know, that's whatever, indigenous to us, and I'll write them a letter. And I just, I don't know, every time I see it, I think that's amazing. People who have, you know, young children themselves and leaving their husbands or wives at home to take care of their own families and putting themselves in danger. I think it's amazing. I really do. So I hope we get a chance to say thank you at some point in time.
Well, that's a fabulous thought, and I'm going to put you in charge of the nationwide letter writing campaign, and I will join as well. So it all started right here.
I think
that's a great
card?
Idea. I think we can do that. Yeah, we can make you a deputy of the state government, or give you some official title. You're ambassador in charge of letter writing to say thank you.
I am a deputy, people. I am a deputy. Deputized.
Thanks, sir. Thank you, everyone.
That's awesome. Thank you very, very much. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, anything else that we may not have covered that you want to share with us?
No, but I need to say one thing, is that the worst is over. Let people realize that the worst is over, and New Yorkers are the ones who deserve the credit for that.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's quite a statement right there, and
that's huge.
So enlightening. That's fantastic to hear.
That is awesome.
Hopefully we'll hear from you next week. You'll have even better news. Of course, you mentioned that the governor's going to announce either today or tomorrow the status of schools, and maybe we'll be able to talk about some good news again next week when we touch in with you. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Guys. Bye-bye.
Nielsen rated number one every morning.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.